Today's the day England play their first knockout game against Colombia, and England have a great opportunity to actually win a knockout game for the first time in many years. I think about 8 years since we last won a World Cup knockout game? I'm not going to do the maths. Or 06 we won one, 10 did we win one? No, because we got knocked out in round of 16 to the Germans. And then didn't get out of the group in the last World Cup. And we didn't win a knockout game either in the Euros last year. Because once we got out of the group, took on Iceland and then lost 2-1 that game. So it's been a while that England have actually got into this position. And then when in the position, we are normally renowned for losing or messing up. So I'm confident though. We have a great opportunity, I believe. Not saying Colombia are poor because they're a very good side. I'd rather take on Japan than Colombia. However, it's even whatever team it was, England, we as fans anyway, and the players and the team should be good enough and confident enough to go out and win this game if you ever want to talk about getting far in these tournaments or potentially winning it. So I'll get on to the England a bit because I'm buzzing about it. However, we'll start with the games that happened yesterday. We found out who the next quarterfinals. I'm buzzing. Can't get my words out. The next quarterfinal, as we had the next two round of 16 games, they were between Mexico and Brazil and Belgium and Japan. We already know one quarterfinal from that side of the draw, which is Uruguay-France. And then between Brazil-Mexico, it was a simple 2-0 Brazil win. Mexico seemed to be alright first 10 minutes, giving Brazil a good go, and then throughout the game they tried, but then Brazil really stepped up a gear, showed their class. Neymar was untouchable. I mean, not untouchable because he got kicked a few times, and then he's been accused or hate towards him for the rolling about, for the stomp on him. But the game itself, Brazil looked comfortable enough in it. They looked like each game they're getting better, they're getting stronger as the tournament's progressing, which is a worry for the other teams and be a worry for Belgium, as that's who they've got in the quarterfinals. But yeah, they still look beatable. They're not well beaters at the minute, but the way it's going, they just keep getting better and better. But they haven't really hit the heights that everyone's expected. So the first game that they've looked a lot better than what they have, and especially Neymar, the golden boy for Brazil and possibly this tournament, he stepped up, got a goal and an assist. Technically, it came back off the keeper, but he looked very good. Going to the stamp, the stomp, whatever it was, the graze, the foot, Neymar hits the deck outside. He's off the pitch, and I don't really know what happens. He tries and get the ball, and one of the Mexican players like seemed to have stood on him, but not maybe on purpose. Well, with footballers nowadays, I believe it probably was on purpose, just to be sly and sneaky. But not enough that it really hurt. It would dear me. I'm a bit tired as well. I'm more like... Right. To make it hurt a bit, when anyone stands on you, I wouldn't expect anyone to go, ah, but stood on it, it's going to hurt. But as the constant rolling, he kept doing the screaming as well. He must have rolled about 20 times and not really getting anywhere. Do two one way, then two back, and then maybe do a 1-2 the other way. Making a lot of noises doing it. The Mexico, he was right in front of their bench as well, so they weren't happy with him, and the players didn't kick off, but like it was heated exchange then. Does he need to do it? When you're a great player like that, you're always going to get kicked. There are going to be moments where you are going to go down and it's legit going to be hurt. And I can see why he does it, or why he did it then. For the fact that if you're a player, you take Hazard into this as well, the most fouled player in the Premier League. Him and Neymar, they just constantly get chopped down. They must get taken at least 5 to 10 in a match. And when you get kicked that many times, you need to protect yourself, otherwise you are taking the risk of getting injured. I mean, one, because of the quality they have to get round plays and make defenders or opposing teams dive in and win free kicks and win penalties. But if it keeps constantly happening, you need to protect yourself. So rolling about a bit or screaming or staying down a bit longer can persuade the ref slightly to give them a yellow, which will mean if they're going to do it again, they'll be off. Or for the fact, just to give the ref a bit of a warning, because anyone doesn't want to be kicked constantly. However, if he's like a man, really, just he's big enough and old enough to shrug it off, especially the ones that don't look that harsh. The debate with this one is he has stood on top of his foot. I don't think anyone needs that many rolls anyway. If you're legit hurt, you're not rolling about like that. You're just like holding it in pain. Like, the 20 rolls each side is ridiculous. Like I said, I see why. And it is a foul. But maybe if, like, FIFA or anyone in football, like, taking charge, wants to stomp this down, clamp it down, probably book them both for the fact that, okay, it's a free kick, he stood on you, but don't start rolling about like that, trying to get the other person sent off, because it's unsportsmanlike. Like, Seb, know the reasons why, to get him either sent off or to let the ref know I need protecting. But book him. The whole point of VAR was for this reason. They said to protect the star players in this tournament, like a Neymar. VAR wasn't really used at all in this point, so it has got its ups and downs. And I think a lot of people complain that the ref hasn't gone to check, but then they have got the people in the VAR booth checking it to tell him, right, go check this, because either we're not 100% sure and we want a second opinion, or check because we think it is a red card or something. But they either seem to just blow it off completely or just believe that it's not a foul. I don't know if these VAR people are official refs official refs or not. They must be. I haven't checked properly, but some of the calls that have been coming out, and it's not just one, there's like a light good four or five of them in there as well, to figure out, you know what, he just stood on him. Like, should we call that back on? Should we let the ref know? Like, there's a bit legit. Or Neymar's rolling about like an idiot, trying to get a Mexican player sent off. Should we let the ref know, hey, that's not acceptable. We're not having any of that. We're trying to protect you in this tournament. But if you're going to roll about like that, you're going to get booked for unsportsmanlike conduct. So it works both ways. Fair enough, I think the Mexican player got booked. Neymar got nothing. But Neymar's just got a lot of hate. Not like he'll care, because he gets anyway. He's got the meme now of him constantly rolling. I've never seen a guy roll so much in one tournament, let alone a game. He's done it nearly in every match. I'd like to see the stats, how many times he's been taken out. I know in the Switzerland one, he got hit about at least 10 times. Costa Rica, he might have got a bit away with it a bit more because they weren't that good. He managed to flick it over their heads and stuff. And Serbia got kicked a few times. And Mexico definitely got kicked more than once. So, it's what happens when you're world class. But, to be fair to him, he gets on with it, scores the goal, gets the assist at the end. So, he's used to it. It's just like, don't be an idiot about it. Don't try and get him sent off. I get the point, but you just look like an idiot rolling about. Just, like, suck it up. It'll actually pee them off more that you just get up over a tackle. If you get up, get on with it again. They know that you're not getting to them, or they're going to have to hit you twice as hard. And if they do that, most likely they're going to be seeing red. So, yeah, the game itself, Brazil were good. They're stepping up a gear. And they'll be taking on a heavyweight quarterfinal clash with Belgium. Belgium, though, just scraping into this quarterfinal. You would have thought Japan, possibly the easiest draw, maybe with Russia. But then Russia are the hosts. So you might be looking towards the Japan one, as Belgium have got off easy here. Japan scraping through this group because Poland was poor and they just beat Senegal on two yellow cards less. Yet Japan stole the show. They were a lot better than Belgium, technically on the floor, playing 1-2s around them. Belgium looked slow, they looked sluggish. Japan, technically, I didn't realise how good they were. And not just that, just team organisation, almost setting up in a basic 4-4-2, and pressing as well. You thought teams would sit off Belgium and try and break on them, or don't want to press high because of Belgium's pace the other way, and if you get caught on the counter, you're screwed. Japan took the risk, they pressed when they were meant to press, they held their shape when they were meant to, and then when they had the ball, they didn't just give it away, they tried to play football with it, and they were really impressive. Got a 2-goal lead over Belgium. I was going insane because I thought Belgium were going out in the round of 16, meaning the Germans, Spanish, Argentina, Portugal, and now Belgium will be going out before the quarterfinals. Japan looked insanely good, and unfortunately they didn't win the game, but you've seen like they've won everyone's hearts or the way they play. And I saw something good that they actually cleaned up their locker room, change room after, and said thank you for Russia for the tournament. Before the game, I saw nothing from Japan, and I wasn't that impressed with them. That one game alone just displayed Japan's tournament. Shouldn't get past the round of 16 anyway. One, for the way they played in the group, and two, for the opposition they were against. However, the way they play, they can be satisfied. I'd like to know what Japanese people think of it. Like, when they go home, are they proud, or they're going to be disappointed the way they lost at the end. But what they were expecting, I don't think many were expecting to get out the group. So not to just get out the group, but actually to give a great performance in the round of 16 against one of the favourites possibly for this World Cup. I'd assume they're happy, but you don't want to assume anything. But anywhere else around the country, around the world, Japan are heroes to everyone, almost doing the job. Belgium, though, it's weird to think what the problem was, because if they play like that against Brazil, they'll get killed, they'll get slaughtered. There's a few debates on whether De Bruyne should be playing as one of the two in midfield, or if he should go forward like next to Hazard, but then you've got to lose the likes of either Lukaku or Mertens. Probably Mertens will be the one that gets dropped if that's the case, but then you're losing high quality. But then you can chuck someone like Dembele in midfield, who's technically class. However, it wasn't one of the flair plays that got them out of jail. It was actually a certain Marouane Fellaini. Yeah, I think that's his first name. Fellaini got him out of jail. The big tree, the big log, the huge throw. The one negative Japan had was, even at the back and in goal, they had no height, no physical attributes about them. And Belgium are a big side anyway, with the likes of Lukaku, Vincent Kompany. When Fellaini came on, even Chadli coming on for Tongan, they're a big bunch. With players like Hazard and De Bruyne and Mertens, they can deliver a perfect ball in 9 times out of 10. So when Belgium started to realise, anytime they were getting into the box, Japan were either fluffing their lines or it was giving the likes of Lukaku a great opportunity to score, they went to almost their plan B, changed the system around, changed personnel, took off the likes of Mertens and Kassen, oh, I forget the winger's name, the left winger, left wing back, the Atletico one. He came off and and then brought on the likes of Chadli and Fellaini, which would raise a few eyebrows for the fact that they've got Moussa Dembele sitting on the bench, they've got Batshuayi sitting on the bench, Yanezai, who scored a world over goal against England, but they went for two more physical approaches and it worked. That you could see when they were coming on, you could see what the plan was. Chadli, even for a winger, is a big lad. Even though they both haven't had amazing seasons, one, Chadli got relegated with West Brom and hardly playing any of the second half of the season. And then Fellaini not really being a key player for United throughout his time there, let alone this season. But if you ask him to do a job, which is stand in the box and win headers, he's going to do it, because I don't believe there's anyone better. Maybe Andy Carroll, but when the ball's up there, Fellaini rarely loses it. Charlie got, who got the first? Vertonghen got a jammy goal. Actually, talking about the Japan goals, they were insane, especially the second one. Whoever hit it is an absolute bullet. It's gone round. Yeah, it's just, he's almost on a standstill. It's almost like a set piece. Dead ball and just hits it. It doesn't go completely out, but it goes such a power and so straight that Courtois got no chance of getting to it. And I did believe at that point, if Japan could hold on for a bit longer than conceding the first, that they would have gone through. And I said at the time, if Japan can hold on for 10, 15 minutes here, because they're already in like the 60th minute, they can hold on for until we hit to like 75, maybe 80, then they have a great chance, because Belgium be pushing, they'll be panicking, and either they'll just fluff their lines with fear, or Japan can catch them on the break, because they'll be exposed to the back because they've got so many men forward. Unfortunately for them, they got a goal quite quick, Belgium. Vertonghen, I don't believe he was shooting with his head, but hell of a finish. Keeper was very disappointing this game. One for the goal, it's hard to complain, but then he fluffed his lines a bit with catches or punches. Some of the saves weren't that convincing either. So I was a bit disappointed with that. The defending, though, and the organisation of the Japan side was insane. So fair play to that. But they got the goal quite quickly after Japan going two up. So it's 2-1. Fellaini and that are on now. And Fellaini gets a goal. Bullet header. What you expect from him. 2-2. And you could only see one winner at this point. But they held on for a bit. And it became a Japan corner. And I was thinking this at this time. And it's hard to say. Like, you've got to go for it. But they whipped the ball in the box. And throughout the game, they hadn't won a set piece or a cross from open play, from corners, free kicks, in an attacking sense, or a defensive one. They lost every aerial battle, even on the pitch from goal kicks. I don't believe they ever won an aerial duel. They cross it in for some reason. Most times they were playing short. They might have played it short, then whip it in. Courtois easily catches it because there was no challenge. Rolls it to De Bruyne. De Bruyne, with the pace and technique, just bombs through the middle. Makes a 40-50 yard run probably with the ball. Bombing towards the Japan back line. Threads it through to, who was on the right? Weren't Mertens because he was off. Hazard maybe? I can't remember who was on the right. So whoever's on the right anyway. Ball gets played through. Gets whipped into the box. Lukaku does brilliant here. Most strikers probably go for goal. He's actually shielded the centre back he's up against. So pinned him with his back. Let the ball roll across him, and then Charlie's running at the back post, scoring an open net, pretty much. In the, there was 93rd, 30 seconds left. Yeah, 30 seconds left of the game. Last kick of the game, actually. Charlie scored, Belgium go nuts. Heartbroken for Japan. But high-quality sides with experience and know-how are mainly always going to go through, unless the top teams don't show up. And like in Japan, show class and organisation. But they got caught maybe on a bit of experience and a bit of game management, knowing that they haven't won anything in the air, and deciding to cross in right at the end, knowing that they haven't got a lot of men back. And the team you don't want to be doing that against is Belgium, because I don't know. Maybe, who would be? Probably, yeah, Belgium, Brazil and France. I say the three, the teams you don't want to get caught on the counter-attack with the pace that all three have. And especially Belgium, they're quite renowned for that, for breaking quick with Hazard, Lukaku, Mertens, De Bruyne. Even the ones that came off the bench, just a lightning quick with technical ability. And they just opened Japan up, scored a late winner, and Belgium are through. Gutter for Japan, but it does leave a classic quarterfinal between Brazil and Belgium. Now, this could be a show sealer. I can't see any of the teams keeping a clean sheet. One, the way they've been playing. And two, with the goal threat up top for both. If Belgium play like they did against Japan, Brazil will kill them, especially in the middle of the park. they'll definitely score because Belgium at the back looks shaky. Even though with the likes of Courtois in the between the posts and then Odvail company for Tongam. No, even for their three world-class, not just good defenders, world-class centre-backs, but organisation, they looked all over the place. They didn't look composed on the ball at times. To be fair, for Tongan had a quite a good game. Actually, he was partly a mistake for the first goal. Now, none of them were that good, thinking about it. And if you got the likes of Jesus, Willian, especially the way he played in the Mexico game, and Neymar, even with Coutinho bombing forward, they'll get ripped. However, I can see that the other way around because Brazil, they haven't conceded too many. What was it? One against Switzerland, clean sheet Costa Rica, clean sheet Serbia, and clean sheet Mexico. So they've done all right at the back, but they haven't faced world-class opposition. The best they've faced is Mexico. But it was a Mexico team that was a bit deflated after the Sweden game. And their class going forward outshone the Mexico defence was too much for them. So they're having to defend too much Mexico. So when you have got the likes of Hazard, De Bruyne, Lukaku going at the Brazil defence, I can definitely see goals. Hopefully the best game we've probably seen is the Spain-Portugal. A close second is Argentina-France. And probably this Belgium-Japan game that's happened. Found tense and the drama there was in it. If I had to predict now, I'm going to go for more Brazil because I thought Brazil looked like they're picking up momentum where Belgium are really shaky at the minute. Ever since their first win, they seem to be getting worse in a sense. Now, they won all three group games, but Tunisia, Panama was the best game. Tunisia, they still comfortably won, but it wasn't that it was convincing, but it wasn't that confident because Tunisia were having to go for the win. So they're playing a team not sticking to their game plan. And then the England game they won, but it was a quite poor performance from both, plus with the B team. And then this Japan game, they scraped through. I mean, lucky not even to go to extra time and pens to win it outright, but they should have just lost the game. Japan, if Brazil go two up like that, well, the way this World Cup's going, like Belgium could come back, but you just can't take that risk against the world-class opposition. So, I'm going to slightly go Belgium, but maybe high-scoring like a 3-2, hopefully. I'm praying, especially the way this World Cup's gone, I can definitely see that happening, which will mean we could either have a Uruguay and France in the semi-finals against Brazil and Belgium, which will be insane. And is a lot stronger and a lot more competitive in quality than compared to the other side, which England's in. Now, we already know Russia and Croatia are one quarter final. The other one, we have got Sweden first, Switzerland, and Colombia first, England. Looking at the first game, Sweden and Switzerland, be tight. There's not a lot between them. Switzerland probably have a lot more of the ball, I believe. Sweden, they've played really well defensively. They look solid and they're a very physical team. They'd probably handle themselves a lot better than what Japan did against Belgium in that sense. But technically, I don't see it where Switzerland can. This could go either way, to be honest. It depends on how the teams rock up. For the fact that Sweden have been so solid at the back and Switzerland are okay, they're average going forward, I'll see Sweden are going to win. Might go to extra time for that reason. But Sweden can definitely score a goal in this game because Switzerland at the back aren't amazing. And I don't see Sweden maybe conceding. I'd probably go like 1-0 Sweden. On paper, it's probably the worst game to watch. And I actually think it will be that. Both teams will be so desperate to make a quarterfinal because I don't know if any have or if they have. It's been years. And the quality of both sides, they shouldn't really be making quarterfinals. This should be Germany, to be honest. Germany should have got through this group. If everyone predicted correctly, Germany should be making the quarterfinals. Luckily, they're not. So happy they're not. I'm going to go towards Sweden, which will mean they'll either take on Colombia and England. And between Colombia and England, it's got to be England. I pray. I can't wait for tonight. I'm so scared in the fact that we might be typical England. We might mess it up like we normally do. Everyone's predicted the run. Oh, we beat Colombia, then we could even get Sweden, Sweden or Switzerland, and then we got a semi-final with either Russia and Croatia. We couldn't have got an easier draw, and then we just have to take one of the big boys in the final, but then it's a one-off. I agree with that. You want to make sure you get the better run, but you need to be going into this tournament with form, which we have to a degree. The Belgium was a bit of a road bump, sort of slowed us down. But I wouldn't take much consideration into that because it was the B team and we saw we were playing for second, especially the lineup and the way we played. We can definitely beat Colombia. Colombia have definitely got threats of their own, especially Falcao. I think he might try and pin himself against Walker, especially in the air, because he's very good and Walker, that's not his strength. Stones was a doubt of playing this game, I've just heard, which isn't good because he's had an unbelievable tournament so far. But then I'll be interested how much they keep the ball as well, both sides. So they'll both be decent on the break and they'll both like to keep the ball. So it should be quite an evenly matched game. But the way Harry Kane's been going and maybe James Rodriguez missing out due to injury, I'm going to go for... This might get extra time. I think it'll be tight. 2-1 England. I don't think it's going to be entertaining to a degree, but I think there'll be more nerves around the country watching this game. But we definitely can win it. It might go to extra time. I pray it doesn't go to penalties just for our record. But apparently Gareth's been teaching them. Well, hopefully he hasn't because he missed the one that cost England. But they've been practicing their penalties, England. But if we can win it outright, it'll be a lot easier in the 90 minutes. It'll keep players more fresh as well. Less fatigue. Going to the quarterfinals. And I'll be more confident going to the quarterfinal against either Sweden or Switzerland. I'd rather take on Switzerland though, because England aren't great at breaking teams down. And Sweden will just sit again two banks of four. Probably a 4-5-1 if that. And Switzerland will try and play. So I'd rather take on Switzerland for that reason. But first we've got to get past Colombia. And then we can beat either of them. I'd rather Switzerland. And then hopefully take on Russia or Croatia in the semi-finals. So it should be close. Just looking forward for tonight. Confident, like slightly scared, but it's a good nerve because we have a great opportunity to do something in this tournament. And believe we can go far, especially with the side of the draw we're on. And the way we've been playing going into the tournament. And now, so yeah, let me know what you think, how well England will do throughout the tournament, how far we'll get, because I'm confident. By the time this is out, the England game should have probably happened, but hopefully England get the win, make the quarterfinals, and we are really a force in this World Cup and scare a lot of these teams. So yeah, hopefully win. Come on, England.